Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is recorded in Galatians chapter 3. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. St. Paul often likes to speak in detailed and complicated sentences, but here he speaks plainly in very simple words. He talks about faith, baptism, being sons of God, and being clothed with Christ. St. Paul also likes to make distinctions and separations. He says we are saved by grace, not of works, a gift of God, lest anyone should boast. Here, with his simple phrase, as many of you, he reminds us that Christianity is both the most exclusive and the most inclusive religion in the world. It is exclusive because it excludes or rejects wickedness. You cannot be in the Christian church unless you are clean. He says, as many of you as have been baptized. Because we are children of Adam and Eve, we are born sinful and unclean, as we say in one of our prayers. We need to be washed. In chapter 35 of his prophecy, Isaiah describes the highway of holiness, and he says, the unclean shall not pass there, but it shall be for others. And so we have to ask, are we clean? Are we without sin? No. We are excluded. As we enter this world, we have nothing. We are born as servants of Satan and enemies of God. We want to be our own God and Lord. We need an exorcism to drive out the devil. We need to be adopted into God's holy family, to be purchased and redeemed from our slavery. And Paul describes that in this simple word, baptized. With that one word, he takes Christianity from the religion that rejects and excludes the whole world, including us because we are sinners, to being the most inclusive of all religions. Because Jesus sends his disciples to baptize and make disciples of all nations. Baptism is a sacred and powerful act of God. He takes simple water that we would use so many times a day without even thinking. But by adding his word and command, he turns it into a powerful washing that makes us born again. It's not a magic trick, not some abracadabra, but a loving and powerful gift of a gracious God, a means of bringing his mercy and grace to us. What happens in baptism? Our sins are washed away. We are made clean. The Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts to believe in Jesus, our Savior. We are clothed in the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness, and we are adopted into God's holy family. But we hear those phrases again and again so much that sometimes we don't even think about them. And so let's hear them again and think about each part. Our sins are washed away. The Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts to believe that Jesus is our Savior. We are clothed and dressed in the spotless, sinless robe of Christ's holiness. We are adopted into the family of God. We have just gone from hell to heaven. We have just gone from Satan's power to the power of God. In baptism, God performs a real and true exorcism that removes the power of the devil and brings us onto that highway of holiness that Isaiah describes, because we are redeemed, ransomed, restored, and forgiven. In some of those older baptismal rites, they even including one by Martin Luther, there was a custom that we might think of as being very strange. At one point, the pastor was supposed to take the child and blow in the child's eyes and say, "Depart, evil spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." And maybe that seems odd to us, but it clearly describes the power of baptism. And even today, we ask baptismal sponsors to renounce the devil in all his works and all his ways. And we'll even sing about that in the next stanza of the hymn. "Depart, depart, thou prince of darkness. No more by thee I'll be enticed. Here indeed is indeed a tarnished conscience, but sprinkled with the blood of Christ. Away, vain world, O sin, away. Lo, I renounce you all this day." It is really the same thing that Jesus did when he rejected the temptations in the wilderness. He defended himself with Holy Scripture and removed Satan with these simple words, "Away with you, Satan. It is written." There are also stories about Martin Luther that when he was tempted by the devil, he chased him away with these Latin words, "Ego tamen baptizatus sum," but I am baptized. Baptism is that powerful. Remember your baptism when you are tempted. Let it direct who you are and what you do in your life. Trust your baptism when you are worried about your sins, because it washes them all away and clothes you in the perfect holiness of God's own Son. Then you, redeemed and ransomed, will walk on that highway of holiness that Isaiah describes. Through baptism, you are included in the family of God, and you become his adopted child. Some people here are troubled that Paul uses the word sons. It can be translated children just as easily. But the word sons reminds us that we receive the inheritance that usually goes to the firstborn son. Through Christ, we inherit all the joys of his heavenly kingdom. If you are troubled or tempted, find comfort in your baptism. If you are feeling lonely, remember that you are a child of God. If you are worried and troubled about your sins, confess them to God and remember that you are washed clean in baptism and clothed and dressed in the holiness of Jesus. Now when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sins, but Jesus' sinlessness. Through baptism, you are given true faith and are clothed with the righteousness of Christ to become a child and heir of God. You were excluded by your sinfulness. You are included by God's grace. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. God be praised for his wondrous grace. Amen.